Good morning, brothers and sisters. This week, we will spend together in God's Word. This is our second day of devotion. Our theme for today is, don't try to change other believers. God is at work in them. Romans 14:4. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master. Servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. When we disagree, there is always a temptation to play the role of God in another person's life. When God is in charge of someone's life, we must not interfere. Here is the weak who are challenged about the attitude. We are to be on guard when tempted to advise people who don't share their own deep conviction. Our task is to serve the Lord, not to police the saints. Peter needed a reminder of this when Jesus spoke to him about his own discipleship. The Lord knows far more about the spiritual development of other Christians than we ever could, and He has His ways of training them in His work. Leave things to Him. Philippians 1:6 says that there is no doubt that God, who started a great work in someone's life, will also complete it until the very day of Jesus Christ appears. We must know that each Christian is accountable to Christ, not to others. The church must not compromise in its stance against activities expressly forbidden by Scripture. It should not create additional rules and regulations and give them equal standing with God's law. Some stickers on cars says, "Have patience with me. God is not yet finished." Let us allow the Holy Spirit to convict the truth gently to them through our prayers. Through prayer, we can never upset someone and wait patiently for the fruit to bloom in their lives. Let's pray. Father, forgive us for the times we were impatient with the spiritual growth of our fellow brothers and sisters. Also the times we wanted to play the role of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Lord, if you change them, the fruits will remain forever. Also change us who are sometimes impatient with our brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.